All right, this is Craig Campo hosting Problem Corner with a couple of guests here. Dave's up here turning the volume down.
You know, Craig, I can't take you anywhere. I set up the board for you,
yeah.
And then you wouldn't screw up the board. But go ahead and play your music. Play your music.
Before I do that, I have to remind people that I came here last week to host the show,
yeah.
And then I had to leave with my guests. So
yes, you did.
Somebody screwed up there.
And he's right there.
There you go. KFAR Junkies.
Awesome. Okay, I just received word that Emily loved the song.
Right,
so it's
good.
Endorsed by Emily.
All right, good. All right. I think our volumes are up a little high. Does that sound too loud? Is that good?
Look at your mic levels over there. Mine's fine.
All right. Okay. So I have David Prues, candidate for city mayor, and Mike Prox joining us. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
All right. So big, what's the fourth quarter, right? It's kind of like...
We're at the two-minute mark.
Yeah, we're on the two-minute mark. Super Bowl.
I'll be glad when it's over. I'll be back on the air on Wednesday with my first guest will be Mike Prox, because I've got to bring him off slowly from all the wonderful substitutions he's done. So I have to wean him back to just being a normal person.
Yep. Stardom gets to you. Yep.
So what's different this time? I mean, you've been in a lot of elections over the years, Dave. Is there anything that jumps out at you as different? Is there a feeling, or is there a...
The negativity from the opposition.
More than ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's just... You look at the type of candidate you're going after, that's coming after you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not running against Mindy O'Neill. She's just a placard for it.
Yeah.
I'm running against a national left-wing group, the state Democratic Party, and the local Democratic Party. That's who's sponsoring the ads and everything like that. So
there's national money going into her campaign.
Yeah, yeah. Or just not to her, but the advertisements.
Yeah.
And so, which is fine. I sort of enjoy that. Yeah, man. You know, I must be doing really good for Washington D.C. and Anchorage to come after me. It's great. And that's how I look at it.
And Mike, we've seen that even in some of the GVEA, some of these small regional elections where there's national money going in there.
Yes.
How do you stop that?
Well, I don't know. You get out and vote. Pay attention and vote. And that's really all we can do.
You call it out.
Yeah.
You look at outside interference again in our local election, and that's what this is.
Yeah.
And it's just. I have a lot more negative opposition than I've ever had in any election, which was expected from this person, to tell you the truth. So it hasn't bothered me at all.
And I know there's been some, very recently over the weekend, some sign destruction.
You can't, oh, yeah.
You can't point that at a certain person, but there is a whole side there that doesn't like you.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, you're too conservative, you're too fiscally responsible.
I'm too successful for their person to win.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, in all of transparency, I have to be transparent, Emily is a much better sign repair person than I am.
Your gal, Emily?
I mean, learn that real fast.
Dave, you're much better with a barbecue brush than a Makita, right?
Learn that real fast.
What were you going to say, Mike?
Well, the victim mindset that has kind of taken over. And if you're a victim, then you don't have to recognize someone else's rights. We get away from this whole idea of this country that we're equal. Yes, things go wrong. There are problems. I get it. But problems have to be looked at as opportunities for us to change. Not I'm a victim, therefore I don't have to recognize your right and I can take from you.
Yeah.
That's not going to work.
You know, the whole experience of being mayor and running in this campaign has been very humbling. Very humbling.
Oh, what are we doing here?
You got to get your volume levels up there, Craig.
All right. Sounds awfully loud to me. But
No, you look at that over there and you turn down your headphones.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
All right. Oh, my goodness. But anyways, it's been, the last 3 years have been very successful for the city of Fairbanks, not just because of me, but because of the relationship I've set with the city council. When I was a city council member, you know, I enjoyed working with the mayors, but they weren't as open as what I wanted to be included in. So from the very beginning, the very first day, I said, I'm going to show you, council, you're going to be included in everything that I do. That way you have early buy-in and you also have good advice on how to take something from the very beginning. And that's why it's worked. That's why the city of Fairbanks has, and it's known now, the best municipal government organization by far in the interior, but also most likely probably in the state of Alaska, because we get along, we work well together, and we get things done.
Yeah.
And that's probably what I'm most proud of.
Well, and that's good. You got to have good communications, right? You got to be able to work with folks. And be transparent.
Yes, and that has been a noticeable difference from somebody who doesn't have a dog in the fight as far as the city is concerned, but just it is good that they're getting along and listening to each other. That's great.
Yeah, and, you know, my opposition, she comes from the borough side, presiding officer, and that is, you know, it's a mini Anchorage. It's very fractured.
Yeah.
And that's not what a leader does.
So where does all that support come from? We're in Fairbanks, pretty conservative town, but it seems like every year there's more and more of this creep, the creep in of that mentality. You know, I disagree with it completely. I'm a fiscal conservative, former businessman, current businessman. It seems to me every year I'm surprised by the number of votes. They can get their people out and vote, and that's why it's critical. Anybody listening here that is a fiscal conservative that likes
I wouldn't say fiscal conservative. I would say a person who has an astute common sense.
Yeah.
And look what a person does and what they project and what they profess. But look what they've done versus what they profess.
Well, it's like you, Dave. Like I said, not necessarily spending less, but doing more with less.
Yes, exactly.
That's the difference. I guess that's fiscally conservative. You're doing more with less money, and the taxpayer is the beneficiary.
I call it fiscally astute.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
And that's the fun part about it. You know, my last 3 years in the mayor's office there, the first year, you know, they're looking at me and I brought in the largest reserve they'd ever seen, $900,000.
Yep.
And then the second year, the second largest. And the third year, that's where, you know, that was my my piece de resistance. That was my work of art.
Yeah.
$2.6 million reserve.
Yep.
While taking a 3% loss in revenue. And I know you want to take a break, so go ahead. You're running the board.
I'm running the board. Yeah, we're going to take a break. We'll be back talking with David Pruzin and Mike Prax. Come on back. No, I don't hear anything. I hit it right up.
Assemblymember Barbara Haney is fighting for you. She's a proven leader who stands by the tax cap, keeping more money in your pocket while others push for higher taxes. Barbara fights for common sense solutions that work for Fairbanks. She's committed to responsible spending, government transparency, and protecting borough residents from government overreach. Barbara led the charge to create the borough's online checkbook because you deserve to see where your tax dollars go. On Election Day, vote for Barbara Haney because your hard-earned dollars deserve a watchdog, not a blank check. Paid for by Haney for FNSP, PO Box 10139, Fairbanks.
Hi, it's Chuck Indereed, and your host for Shooter's Corner, the show dedicated to firearms conversation and education and the shooting sports. You'll be on target for fascinating guests, expert tips, gear reviews, plus thrilling stories. Get the lowdown on local 2A events and more. You won't want to miss a single episode. Join me, Chuck Indereed, every Thursday morning at 11 for Shooter's Corner, where precision meets passion. Sponsored in part by Auto Trim Design. Listen right here on KFAR 660 AM.
There's a new voice echoing across Alaska's wild landscapes. Alaska Tracks, hosted by wildlife biologist and outdoorsman Randy Zarnke. This series dives deep into the stories of hunters, pilots, trappers, guides, and the land that shapes them. Based on an oral history project by the Alaska Trappers Association and presented by KFAR and brought to you by Rod Sawshop, Ginger Orem with Crown Real Estate, and Interior Welding Extreme North Trailers. Alaska Tracks, Saturdays at 1:30 on KFAR.
KFAR weather.
High temperatures reach up to 48 today under overcast skies with a chance for scattered rain showers. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Lows level off around 36. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers 47. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
And we're back. Yeah, a little technical difficulties. I blame the North Korean equipment, like you quote.
You've experienced it.
Yeah, I have, yeah. All right, well, we're here with David Prues and Mike Prax, and we're talking politics. And you're welcome to call in if you have any comments, 907-458-TALK. 8255, and we got a call. Caller, you're on the air, and your name is?
Hey, this is Tom Kennedy.
Hey, Tom, how are you? You got a question or a comment?
Kind of, a little bit of both. One thing is, you know, Mike Winstrom is really pulling the strings of the Democratic Party. So he is really, and they've tried to distance, like, what FEA is doing. There's no signs over there. If you look over there, they normally have all the Democratic signs, right. You know, on the parking lot.
Yeah, Mike is the lead attorney here for the local office.
And so, I mean, they're trying to really push that element. One thing, and Dave, you've just been superb in all this negative PR, you know, on the internet and everything else. You always just stood above it and have been fantastic in your service to the community. One thing I would say, though, is, folks, the choice is pretty clear. If you want to fill up the Fairbanks administrative office building, City of Fairbanks administrative office building, with empty suits that don't really do anything, that create a barrier between you and the mayor, vote for the gal. If you just want like a simple city where you can go into the City of Fairbanks office and the first person you see when you go in there, you see his the clerk of Fairbanks, but then there's Mayor Prues, and you go right to him, you talk right to him. He's that accessible. He's got an open door, and he does pretty much everything on there. I've walked by, and he's shooting the kids from the Boys and Girls Club over to the basketball court. He is the guy that is right there. He doesn't have all these, you know, 10 different deputy mayors. He does the whole thing. So if you want that, stick with Mayor Prues. If you want to hire a bunch of folks, that, you know, young folks that kind of want to sit in the office and pontificate and spend your tax money, well, go the other way.
Good. I appreciate the comment there. That's great. And that's kind of what I was referring to earlier. Mayor Prues has been noted for doing more with less, you know, whether it's handing out candy at Halloween and not hiring a bunch of people to do it, that kind of stuff.
Getting you to sponsor.
Yeah, suckers like me to sponsor for for candy. But those kind of things, community involvement, that's what everybody kind of wants is transparency. And I think just that comfort of knowing you know, that there's somebody there that gives a damn.
Mr. Kennedy, I appreciate the phone call. You have a wonderful day, sir, and get out there and vote, no matter what, okay?
Yeah, get out to vote. You know, it's easy to do the early voting close, so you got to wait till tomorrow, I think, right?
Yeah. No.
Oh, city?
You can vote at the city.
Oh.
You know, who's projecting that you can't early vote still? I do not know, but you can vote at the city until 5 o'clock today.
So that was just the borough that they shut down.
Who knows what the borough does? That's
the
my
borough quit last week.
That is my opposition side.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
all screwed up. Mr. Kennedy, you take care, sir.
Yeah, everybody go out and vote. It's easy. It's fast. You go do it, and you feel good about it.
Yep. Yes.
Oh, goodness.
All right. Well, that he reflects, I think, what a lot of us feel like. And it's frustrating because I've got good friends that aren't political or anything, and a lot of them ask me, hey, who do I vote for? So I always have on my list, I have it on my phone, and I'll send it out to, I think I've got 120 people I send it to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, and nobody has ever said, hey, don't tell me how to vote. They appreciate it because maybe
you follow it closer than they do.
I do, and yeah. A lot of people just aren't into it, but they don't want bad representation.
You know, it was interesting for me, the experience of going through the different forums that were held. And that was, you know, you could tell differences of not only personality, but beliefs. And, you know, the questions that you get asked and how you respond. And I think I did very, very well in all the forums. And by the third forum, Mindy was struggling. And she even got more negative at the Chamber of Commerce forum. That was something else from what people told me. You know, I was up there not experiencing her answers, except the direct assaults after me.
Yeah. Well, I think it goes to character, and I think you're going to see that maybe turn out in the numbers.
Mike, what did you think of that debate?
Well, I agree. And it isn't just plain negative. Okay, somebody did something wrong. That's fine. Talk about it. But it was inaccurate.
Yeah.
There just was no research done there. And off the cuff, just plain negative, not helpful. Yep.
True. Enough said.
Yep. Yeah. Well, it's going to be an interesting election. I'm hoping the voter turnout is good. I hope we get our numbers up. You always hate to see it when it's 18 or 22% or whatever. I don't know what to expect.
It's going to be between, depending on what precinct you're in, between 16 and 18% in the city. And you'll have some areas in North Pole with 18 to 22% in some areas in the university area with 20 to 25, 30%.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the way it is. And you'll get areas along Chino Hot Springs Road of 25 to 30% too.
Mm-hmm.
And North Pole and the University of Alaska Nestor, they offset each other. Fairbanks is the wonderful middle ground. You know, that's why I'm not on a RAC card. I'm the only candidate not on a RAC card. I refuse to be put on a Republican or a Democratic RAC card. Because Fairbanks is the middle ground. It's where red and blue, where it's a perfect purple.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about it. You know, it's not as purple as on my interior padding.
Nothing is.
Yeah, I know. but that's Fairbanks.
Yeah.
And that's why I believe it's special.
Yes.
So your signature issue, I think, was the Polaris building. I mean, when you think back, that to me, that was one of the biggest, challenges and you got some good results. Well, I'm curious. I never had a chance to ask you this. There was a lot of behind the scenes stuff that probably would made it difficult, whether it be EPA and all that. Was there anything that you ever got to a point where you thought this probably isn't going to happen? Or was there anything that really,
you know,
you had to really,
once I started, it was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But once I started, I knew I couldn't stop. You know, I could not stop no matter what. And, this the synergy that happened with everyone that joined the Polaris Working Group for a while, you know, on and off. You know, you had people, everyone was accepted. And that was a fun thing about it. And it took, you know, 6-7 years to get the money appropriated by Senator Murkowski. She did a marvelous job at it. But It was appropriated because her office with Greg Brinhurst, he had this, you know, 5 years after I started, you know, 2 years before that appropriation, he had this great big group event up here with every federal agency in the world. I mean, everyone. I'm in a room with 25 people, you know, the Pacific Northwest heads of, you know, the EPA, the United States Department of Agriculture, the Small Business Administration. I mean, everyone who had a, you know, an office in Washington, D.C. And we're in this room, and no one could figure out how to fund knocking this down. No one could. And then it's right during the middle of, right after COVID, and I get a call from the head, a lady that was in this room with me 2 years earlier, hadn't heard from her, and she goes, I have a way for you to knock this down. And she said, the infrastructure bill. For the first time ever, senators can put in, you know, appropriations and set-asides. And this is the one you get. You get this one. So I started getting in touch with Senator Murkowski's office. And so you go through all middle management, and they're going to have a meeting on this with me. And they started postponing the meeting. So I got pissed. So I texted her sister, Eileen, who we grew up with. And I said, this is BS. You know, I sort of chewed her out. I said, you know, I've been, you know, your sister's staff has stopped or delayed or, you know, this meeting. I got to get this done. And about a half hour later, Eileen texted me back saying, she'll call you tomorrow. I was like, whoa, okay. And I was in California. And so that was the beginning of the end of the Polaris building, to tell you the truth. And when I was talking to her, and I kept on saying, Senator, you got to retire me from this project. I mean, you got to retire me, because we looking at it, that was the only way that was going to get done was federal money. There's no state, there's no local, there's no borough. And she pulled it off. She didn't put it into the infrastructure bill. She made it a direct appropriation through the EPA. Okay. The EPA had never done this before. So they had to figure out how to do it. So they had to set together a program, how to set up a program on how to do this, because they had never done this before. And so it started out slowly. But once it got going, I'd walk out of these meetings with them, and I'd say, was that the EPA? Man, when they want to get something done, it gets done.
Yeah, it's usually just negative, though.
But once we started knocking it down, we kept on finding more and more contamination. Before we even started, so, you know, went down to the legislature, saw Mike here, and the wonderful legislator got City of Fairbanks $3 million to the capital fund. And that was what got us over the hump.
Yeah.
You know, when it's all said and done, a three-year project, $13 million, and we have $145,000 in reserves that we haven't pulled out from the EPA yet. That's it. After 3 years, everything done. That's how close we were on the budget.
Yeah.
And every time we turned around, there was more contamination and more contamination and more contamination. That's, so it's
just the Falcons I'm still upset about.
Yeah, you know, and then there's people messing with you. But it was, you know, once we got the initial money appropriation, there was nothing that was going to stop me. I mean, there was nothing that was going to stop me, including another $3 million worth of contamination that we found.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, it looks like we're about coming up on a break. We'll be right back after these commercial messages, talking with David Prues and Mike Prox. Come back and join us.
Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The government shutdown in day six. Senators are reconvening for votes. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says layoffs may be coming.
We hope that the vote will not fail because this administration wants to reopen the government. We don't want to see people laid off. But unfortunately, if this shutdown continues, layoffs are going to be an unfortunate consequence of that.
Now, the administration is not required to fire employees during a shutdown. Past presidents have opted to place federal workers on temporary furlough. Hamas has agreed to release remaining Israeli captives as President Trump wants a peace deal. Eli Sharabi was previously held captive by Hamas in Gaza on Fox and Friends to discuss the current round of negotiations.
We hope this time it will be a signed deal and all the remain 48 hostages, Israeli hostages, will come back home to their families, some of them alive, some of them dead.
America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports a teen accused of stealing a vehicle, leading a high-speed chase, and having an airsoft pistol with the toy markings blacked out was arrested Sunday morning, according to Alaska State Troopers. Troopers got a report of a stolen vehicle in Palmer around 2:30 a.m. Sunday. Troopers said the vehicle was unlocked and the keys were inside. Officers found the vehicle in the Palmer area within 10 minutes and tried to do a traffic stop. According to troopers, the driver drove off at high speeds, making it about 11 miles to mile 54. Of the Glen Highway, which is north of Palmer near Moose Creek, where the vehicle hit a guardrail and slowed down. Who was the only one in the vehicle and was identified as a 14-year-old, troopers said. The juvenile was wearing a ski mask and had an airsoft pistol within the vehicle. The toy pistol had all the orange toy markings blacked out with a permanent marker, troopers wrote online. The teen was charged with felony vehicle theft, possession of burglary tools, felony failure to stop at the discretion of a police officer, and felony criminal mischief, according to troopers.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Ugh, dead battery.
Head to Batteries Plus. Our experts will set you up with a new car battery. Most are installed in under 20 minutes.
That was fast.
Upgrade with a premier install for longer battery life. Batteries Plus. The experts in charge.
Hello, Fairbanks. Brett Roderman here, candidate for Borough Assembly. Just a short time ago, I was running unopposed. Today, one of our good citizens has bravely put their name up as a write-in candidate. This is good. It brings balance to the equation, the same way I bring balance to the assembly. Our body needs to have debate on important issues. Our job is not always to get along and vote the same way. We need to explore different viewpoints. Please vote Brett Roderman for Borough Assembly.
Paid for by Brett for Assembly. P.O. Box 80741, Fairbanks 99708.
This time of year, nobody wants to talk about winter, but it's always good to be prepared. Like with the trees in your yard. Some of them might be leaning a bit, and they could take out a power line, hit a car, or worse, your house. So take care of it now with the professionals at the Great Alaska Tree Company. They can take down troubled trees, cut them up, and haul them away. That's what Great Alaska Tree Company does. Licensed, bonded, insured. So be prepared with the Great Alaska Tree Company.
Hi, this is Eric with Great Alaska Tree Company. Call me for a free estimate for your year-round and emergency service at 978-4702.
Hi, it's Chuck Indereaton, your host for Shooter's Corner, the show dedicated to firearms conversation and education and the shooting sports. You'll be on target for fascinating guests, expert tips, gear reviews, plus thrilling stories. Get the lowdown on local 2A events and more. You won't want to miss a single episode. Join me, Chuck Indereaton, every Thursday morning at 11 for Shooter's Corner, where precision meets passion. Sponsored in part by Frontier Outfitters. Listen right here on KFAR 660 AM.
Hi, this is Dr. Amy Seiberlich here to tell you about Health Talk. Every Saturday at noon, join Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical and special guests like me who have our fingers on the pulse of Fairbanks Golden Heart. Learn about a wide range of topics and pick up some beneficial health tips and practical health information pertinent to interior Alaskans. Listen live every Saturday at noon or online anytime at kfarradio.com. Health Talk with Dr. Looper, brought to you by White Spruce Medical. Check us out at whitesprucemedical.com.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
All right, Fairbanks, welcome back. This is Craig Campo with my guest, David Pruse.
Who's running the board, Craig?
Canada, yeah. he's kind of overseeing everything.
I know how to operate the North Korean equipment really good.
Yeah, you're good at it. And Mike Prox is joining us. Dave, I had a question for you. I was just thinking about this. You know, the gas line's coming. It sounds like we'll know for sure in December what's going on, but it looks like there was just some traction behind this now. And, of course, they're talking about where we're going to get the people, right? I mean, we just don't. They're training centers. They're trying to get everything fast-tracked, and so we have enough CDLs, and we've got enough welders, and we got all the workers. That strains businesses like mine. It strains Sydney managers and things like that that have to. What do you do? How do you prepare for that? How would you prepare so that you know you're going to keep your employees and not have to scramble and look for new employees every 6 months?
You know, Will Stapp hosted an interview with the people of Glenfarne at City Hall, City of Fairbanks. And he had myself there. He had the borough mayor there. I sat in the mayor's chair and Will sat next to me. But we had the four regions from the city of University of Alaska from Fairbanks there. You had these people there. And the presentation happened, and then people started asking questions. I would call on, like, Ralph Seekins, Dennis Michelle, you know, people like that to ask their questions. And it went well, but at the very end, I finally asked a question. And I said, what are your measurables that you're, and when will you know that this is working? And he goes, we're 80% there with our measurables, and we'll know by January 1st, 2026.
Yep.
And everyone was stunned, but no one asked a question. I asked a question. Then the second thing I asked was, have you thought about getting a designated liaison office here in Fairbanks? Because you're going to need labor. You're going to need warehouses. You're going to need transportation. You're going to need all these things. And the room was just sort of stunned. And the guy goes, I never thought of that, but we're going to do that. And all of a sudden, I started getting an email from Greer Hopkins wanting the Tiger team to be the interface with Glenfarne. And I'm going, no, stop. Go directly to labor boards, directly to the unions, directly to contracting construction companies. Forget the politicals. Yeah. I can't do anything for you. The University of Alaska can't do anything for you on this. We're just all going to sit around and hold hands and sing Kumbaya. You know? So then, so they by the end of that night, they dedicated that they would do that. And so I'm in a couple weeks, about a month later, I'm in Anchorage in the state building at the 15th floor where you get business license and everything. I was doing some work there. And I come out of the real estate licensing department, and here's Commissioner Sandy, and I know her.
Labor,
you know, Commissioner of Business Licensing and Economic Development.
Okay,
and she goes, David, that was great on having them get a liaison office up in Fairbanks. Great job, and she goes, also great job on that storefront improvement program. You got to get me how you guys did that. We got to make that a statewide program. I'm going, oh, okay, we're doing good in Fairbanks.
Good,
and that's the thing about Fairbanks, we're known how well we do.
But that doesn't answer my question. How are you going to keep from losing employees?
Guess what?
Yeah.
That's on your side of the equation. Right? I'm fighting to get police officers.
Yeah.
To get greater operators.
Yeah.
Firefighters were good.
Yeah.
We just hired 10 new ones. We filled out the ranks. You know, in the 2025 budget, I put in there enough for 10 new firefighters.
Wow.
Okay. So we just got done with that hiring practice, and we're full now. And what we did is we also put in a $20,000 bonus. We were looking at wanting more paramedics. So we gave a $20,000 bonus for paramedics. And out of those 10, we got 4 paramedics.
Yeah.
So we are full. So what I found out, is sign-on bonuses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where I was going.
Yeah.
You need to incentivize to hire new ones.
And maybe the city of Fairbanks, you know, we have a large public works department, so that has competition with what this will be construction.
Yeah.
But what we give is we give very good benefits, very good pay, and you get to go home at night. Mm-hmm. You're with your family.
Yeah.
So we have a different competition. Now, you've sold your businesses except for the storage shop thing. So,
we need to talk about that in a minute.
Exactly. So anyway, but what I found is having a good work environment, recruiting in the correct locations.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to give a sign-on bonus. Yeah. We give the largest sign-on bonuses in the state of Alaska for police. We give sign-on bonuses for firefighters now. Mm-hmm. You have to be aggressive. Yeah. Otherwise, your
roles
are going to
be done. It's a competitive world out there. You got to do it. Yeah.
The only thing we have is we have 5 police officers positions down. When I started, we had 9 down. And we have 1 at Public Works. That's it. Just 1 at Public Works. So Fairbanks, if you know anyone who wants to be a heavy-duty mechanic, we have a spot for you.
Mm-hmm. Your strategy of sign-on bonuses, I think, is the way to go, too. Yeah. Get people in the door. Then it's up to you and the rest of management at the city or wherever to make this a really good work environment.
Right.
And the fact that, yes, the construction project is going to end at some point, but this job's going to go on. But if you make a good work environment, you get people to stay on, and that's key.
Yeah, I'm going to brag a little bit, but we have a great work environment with our department heads. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, we have great retention now. We really do, and you want that retention. You want people to stay, longevity, get a nice 401k built up. Yep. You know, you're certified after 5 years, but you know, I try and get all the police officers to the 10-year mark, because if I get them to 10, I might get them to 15 or 20. Mm-hmm. And we do the 10-year mark by giving them an annual $10,000 bonus that they don't see goes into an investment account. And the only time they will ever see it is if they stay more than 10 years. 10 years in one day, you get this whenever you leave. You get this check with the investment account that you've chosen.
Mm-hmm.
It's yours. It's not ours. We just write you the check right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, long term incentive there.
So there's, you know, I've always, in my real estate practice, it's all independent contractors. So this, you know, I've had to think outside the box, but I've been able to think outside the box with some good people. The department heads, the city council members. You know, this is a group effort, and that's why the city of Fairbanks does so good. There's not one person trying to dictate it all. I listen to everyone, reformulate, take good notes, take good involvement, and then we put it out there, we talk about it, and we get it done.
Mm-hmm. That's how it should be. Why doesn't the borough do that?
It's elections.
You know?
It's a different dynamic, but you're right. The city has done a great job. And setting a good example, we should brag about the Crisis Now program.
Oh yeah,
the city of Fairbanks is way out ahead of the rest of the state, and people are getting calls from them to, how did you do this?
And it all started with me getting a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted $600,000 up from $400,000. I said we can't afford that, so we're canceling the bid. Let's put this out there. We started talking to different organizations.
Mm-hmm. About half price.
And we got one startup new organization that to do the EMS, Emergency Management Services, from the Crisis Now people.
Mm-hmm.
And they were what you call peers. This is what they do. This mm-hmm. is what they did. Mm-hmm. So they put together a business plan that I reviewed and accepted, and the total cost was $350,000. And what happened with any other security firm at security, they're just bringing everyone to jail.
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, they have not brought a single person to jail. Now, my opponent, you know, the misinformation that's been given, she puts out in her community prospectus that the borough gave $350,000 and it's already having an effect. They appropriated $350,000, but they could never get it through the borough and their bureaucratic, it's been rejected. It's not what the Bureau does.
Yeah, it's not their
So
power.
It never came yeah. over, and she's saying it's because of me that this is doing great.
Yeah.
And I'm just going, oh my God, you know, this is what you're going to deal with now.
Yeah.
And so, anyway.
Brenda.
McFarland. Incredible. That's incredible.
Yeah.
And her position, I'm morphing into, she's so incredible. She's doing the homeless housing.
Mm-hmm.
And the Crisis Now both,
mm-hmm.
because she's that talented.
Yep.
And so we're taking 2 positions and making 1 more
with
less.
Yeah, yes. There you go.
Yeah.
Nice. That's what you got to do. And in today's world with the budgets, as a government, that's what you have to do.
Yep.
You have to figure out how to do more with less and be
yeah.
better.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get less coming in here pretty soon. All right. So are you where are you at on, how do you feel about the election? How do you feel you're going to do?
I feel really good. You know, you never know until you know. But, you know, when you have such success that the city's had, in the wins in the last 3 years, the success in the wins, most people I talk to, unless they're extremist Democrat, you know, they're saying, we're not changing this out. Why should we change this out? Mm-hmm. You've done so well. And so, but, you know, but you have a vote.
But you also get people that are going, oh, no, he's a shoo-in. I got other stuff to do. I got to go have lunch at Pagoda, whatever. No, get out and vote.
So I've been hitting it hard, you know.
Complacency.
And, you know, as being the mayor, also being in an election, I don't waste a day. You know, I don't waste days. You know, in term limits as a mayor, you only get 2 terms, 3 years each. So if I get 1 term only, I didn't waste a day. From July 15th through now, I didn't waste a day. You know, working hard on an election return that will come in tomorrow from the day I started. Mm-hmm. Because the way I looked at it, you have to sort of fool yourself. I do. It's not about me. Will they keep my chief of staff? Probably not, if I don't get reelected. Incredible person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm working hard for them to make sure they have jobs on Wednesday morning. And that's what I do.
Okay. How much turnover is there? Well, we'll talk about that maybe after the break.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to take a short break. This is Craig Koppel with David Prues and Mike Prox. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
My name is Audra Hull, and I'm running for school board seat C because our schools are the heart of our community. As a Title I team member, I have seen the challenges and the opportunities in our schools. That's why I've been advocating for our students, even traveling to Juneau to meet with legislators to speak up for our community. I believe in supporting educators and families, expanding programs, and always putting students first. On October 7th, vote Audra Hull, paid for by Audra Hull for School Board, Fairbanks, Alaska, 99709.
Hello, folks. I'm JT McComas Rowe, and I'm running to represent you on your borough assembly. Now, you may think that taxes aren't on the ballot in this election, but don't be fooled. Who you vote for on October 7th will absolutely impact how deep the borough gets its hands into your pocket. You work hard for your money, and you should have a say in how your money gets spent. So vote JT McComas Rowe on October 7th.
Paid for by McComas Rowe for Assembly, POB 72789, Fairbanks.
It's officially fall, and time again for the radio station's third annual Tour of Boutiques, Saturday, October 11th, featuring many of Fairbanks' favorite boutiques and shops. Audrey's Women's Wear, Roaming Root Cellar, Lycan, In My Element, Terry's Vintage Boutique, The Peony Patch Uprooted, and Northern Sparrow Boutique, each with their own sales, specials, and more. So grab your crew and hit the streets. Make sure to grab your passport from any location, get it stamped at each, and then turn it in at your final stop for your chance to win $500 in cash. Plus additional prizes. It's the radio station's third annual Tour of Boutiques, Saturday, October 11th, and going all day long, giving you plenty of time to hit them all and fill that passport for your chance to win big. So we'll see you Saturday, October 11th, for the third annual radio station Tour of Boutiques. Oh, hey, that looks really good on you.
KFAR weather.
Chance for scattered rain showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 48. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 36. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
All right.
Fairbanks, welcome back.
Welcome back.
I got to take this one. You are one evil person, Craig Koppel. Yeah, God almighty. Really,
a lot of people probably heard that story.
Yeah.
But anyway, that is. I don't want to go there, but I did want to. We were talking about staff changes and when you get a new mayor and all that stuff. And Mike Sampson, is it? Mike Sanders.
But
I only met him once, and I got to tell you, I was really impressed.
But we had Mayor Eberhardt, before Jim Matherly.
Right.
And I was on the city council, and he chased away all these department heads. I mean, just, you know, you can, as as a mean person, as a mean mayor, you can do a lot of damage. You know, depending.
Well, but you get elected, you get that option, right?
Yeah, yeah. You are the elected person.
Yeah. But Sanders, I met him. The only time I met him, and I was really impressed. I went in and I said, listen, I am trying to pull a practical joke on Pruse about this Paragon Falcon. Can you help me here? And he did. So I really was thankful for him, for his support on that time. You're a jerk.
You're an evil person, Craig Compo.
When we brought you the cease and desist letter from the Audubon. Actually, it was the Fairbanks Audubon Restoration Team.
Fart.
I thought that would be a giveaway. I thought the acronym would have given it away, but no. Anyway, no, I was always curious about that, how the turnover goes within the department. It's always probably stressful for those employees. Mm-hmm. And so, like we talked about off air, if you got a winning record and you're doing good and they're feeling good about their job, you're probably going to keep them.
Let me give you a couple of wins on the city side. Margarita Bell, our CFO, incredible lady. Every morning, you know, my opposition was saying, I'm not there, I'm part-time mayor. And every morning, I'm at the city hall between 7 and 7:15, and I walk down to Margarita Bell's office, our CFO, incredible lady. That's how I start my day with her. And she won the 2025 Municipal Employee of the Year Award through the state of Alaska because she's so good.
Wow.
2024, Bob Pristash won the Interior of Alaska Engineer of the Year Award because he's that good. So we have people winning state awards, recognized all the time how good they are.
Well, and you win some cooking awards.
Yeah, yeah. And I win patience awards with you.
Yeah, you do. No, it's good.
You have such fine people working down at City Hall. You really do. And it's just been a pleasure. It's been a very humbling experience working with such people. You know, we've lost a few people who have gone on to do different things or moved or retired. But their replacements have just been profound and great. Mm-hmm. Just very good.
Well, that's what any business person looks for. You know, you have a good employee, you take care of them, and eventually they move on, and what am I going to do now? Well, you got to find that.
In my first budget, I met every department head. You know, you're going through the departments. And every department head, I looked at them and I said, don't take this personally. I'm asking this of every department head. I said, if you happen to retire or leave for another job, do you have your replacement chosen? Is that person educated? Is it in-house or are we going to have to go out-of-house? And we need to think about this. Mm. We need to start strategizing for next.
Yeah.
And they've done very well. We've done very well work with in-house education, you know, letting them, you know, get a CPA or an engineering degree, things like that.
Well, what about sending them off to, like, Victoria, Canada for a feel-good seminar? Do you do any of that?
No, I'm not Mindy O'Neill, and I didn't go to Victoria, Canada, and when I'm having a $9 million budget deficit and have a great 3 days.
What was the name of the conference? Diversity, inclusion.
No. Well, it was a DEI type of thing, but it was.
It was warm and fuzzy.
Stopping public hate or something like
that. Yeah,
really.
Okay.
And but that's the difference between me and her. I give a $2.6 million reserve, and she's giving a $9 million as the head of the borough assembly, presiding officer. It's a $9 million deficit that they get to start out with. And I was just flabbergasted. I go, the state of Alaska, Mike, can you have a budget that's a dollar in deficit?
No, can't do that.
Neither can we.
You got to look for it somewhere.
I didn't realize anyone could until I saw there. Yep. And then I looked at him and said, hold it. She's leaving them with a $9 million deficit starting out. They can't do that every year, so they have to make some tough choices, and she isn't going to have to make these tough choices that she put them in.
Well, I find that I hate my representatives less when they don't waste my money flying off to conferences that don't mean anything.
Yeah.
That's my idea.
Obviously, Mike is not in your representative there.
No. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. And, you know, and then she was saying about me, a mayor that doesn't show up. Oh, my goodness. And all of a sudden, I start reading about her, you know, not being at the meetings.
I saw something about that. I, I don't know, it was 50%, but it was a pretty high absentee rate. I don't know if they count web Zoom
Fairbanks,
presence.
They did this very good video of her attendance record. And you have 24 meetings a year. And she was not there
physically
12 times. And out of those 12 times, she was not there. She was not in the meeting at all 6 times. So she was gone half the year of her meetings, and she was physically not in attendance as a presiding officer 1/4 of the time, or basically 3 months, mm-hmm. and gone 6 months. And you just look at that and you say, you want to be mayor? You want to be a mayor? And you don't.
How many meetings did you miss?
I missed one in 3 years.
There you go.
A single meeting in 3 years. And I was traveling.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Well, I think you're going to do all right, Dave, but my message and Mike's as well, we talked about this, is just get out and just vote. Yeah. It's your city.
Exercise your right as an American.
Yeah, it's your city. You know what's going to show up in those offices. You know, they're not going to keep the people that are in there. They're going to get rid of the ones they can because they don't, probably aren't at the same,
it's
philosophy.
It's been very inspiring and humbling running for election, For the last 10, 12 days, I've been on the corner of 3rd Street and the Stees Expressway. And the honks, you get the people who come over and park and come out and talk with me, bring me coffee or hot chocolate at different times, people who roll down the windows and have a conversation with you. That's Fairbanks. I mean, that is so Fairbanks. And it's been incredibly humbling. I mean, no matter what you think, for me, this has been a very humbling experience.
Yeah. What do you think, Mike?
Well, as you say, get out and vote. It's a frustrating listening to political ads, listening to the government or about the government. But the least we can do is pay enough attention and cast a vote. Then you have the right to complain.
Yes.
Until then, you really don't.
No.
Also, we got about 2.5 minutes left. But I want to give a shout out to all the candidates. Mm-hmm. Because it is not easy putting yourself out there like this. It is not easy. And all the candidates have done it. And they believe that they, if elected, they have a betterment for Fairbanks, which is good. Some may not. But it is not easy to run for political office in today's environment.
And that's why I never will.
I asked you before I ever did.
Yeah.
And you go, no, I'm never going
to
do that.
No, never. Mark my words. Yeah. But I am happy to write a check to a guy like Dave or support him on radio or do whatever I can because I grew up with this guy in high school, since 1973. We're in seventh grade together. So I know when I see something come out in the paper and it says, oh, he's racist or he's this or that, I go, you got the wrong Dave Prus. Yeah, there's got to be a different one out there. But no, Dave's you are a stand-up guy. You're getting a lot done. I like that you get more done with less. Those are my thoughts. If I lived in the city, I'd vote for you, Mike.
Yeah, well, I do admire Dave. Everybody's got their faults. I get that. But persistence is good. The Polaris Project, you hung in there, got it done. And that says a lot.
This Friday, we're having the grand opening of what we're going to be doing there with our skating rink. And you're going to see plans for the other things that we're going to be putting out there Friday from 5 to 7. The presentation, open house at the rink, and Fairbanks. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Hey, can we do ice turd bowling like we did with the tired iron?
Well, I'm texting Peter Lundquist. Hey, can we put in a curling rink?
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, what's your length? And I gave him the length. He goes, no, you're about 1/3 short.
Yeah.
I go, oh, pickleball.
Midget curling?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, that's all we have for today. Thank you, David. Thank you, Mike, for coming in. This is Craig Compa with Problem Corner. Go vote.